The northern fur seals that breed on the Pribilof Islands have been on the decline for decades. A smaller colony just 200 miles away is thriving. As KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, a new study of these colonies is challenging scientists' assumptions about what marine animals need from their environment and how they get it.
The National Marine Mammal Laboratory sends a team to the Pribilofs every 2 years to count new northern fur seal pups. Since 1998, the overall production of pups has dropped by 45%. But according to the latest count, the Pribilof fur seals bucked the downward trend for the first time in 15 years. Rod Tall is a statistician from the Mammal Lab. He says pup production increased a tiny amount in 2012, just 0.5%. And while that's not statistically significant, Tall says that the data is promising.
In my estimation, it's a good sign in the sense that it didn't decline again.
Meanwhile, on Bogoslav Island, it's a different story. Pup populations have increased every year since the first pup was spotted there in 1980. A group of researchers has been studying why this island's on the rise while the Pribilofs are in decline. Andrew Trites is a fisheries professor at the University of British Columbia. He was on the team to study the animals' diets for clues.
And it was to really understand how top predators, seabirds, and fur seals interact with the environment. How do they find their prey? What drives their numbers to increase? What causes them to decline?
One of the biggest issues is how they eat. The northern fur seals, black-legged kittiwakes, and thick-billed murres that the group studied all have to make trade-offs between the energy they spend to reach their prey and the energy they get from that food source. Until recently, scientists weren't sure how the animals judge that trade-off. Contrary to what they expected, Trites and his fellow researchers found that the seabirds and fur seals don't go to areas with the highest biomass of prey, or even the highest number of prey. That information is what fish management decisions are based on, but the fur seals and seabirds don't behave like resource managers. Instead, they behave a little more like fishermen. Just like trawlers searching for schools of fish, the fur seals and birds go to patches, areas where there's a dense school of fish or krill, and eat there. Those patches change often, depending on a slew of conditions that affect the prey's behavior, and the researchers don't yet understand why the animals use them. In a presentation at the Marine Science Symposium in Anchorage, Trites went over his piece of the research, which compared Pribilof foragers to Bogoslav foragers.
Primarily the murres and the fur seals on the Pribilofs, where they're declining or have declined, they really eat a lot of pollock. And we discovered down at Bogoslav, they're not eating pollock. They're eating mostly squid and northern smooth tongue, or these deep water fishes that are high in energy. So a big difference in diet.
Trites thinks that the Pribilof seals are declining because they're eating juvenile pollock, which he says don't have enough energy. He says the group's research shows that in order for populations to recover, the ecosystem around the islands would have to shift.
You can see that under the right feeding conditions, if you've got high energy prey near these islands, they can do extremely well and rebound. And hopefully we'll see that return too one day to the Pribilofs.
The results of the Bering Sea study were published in January in the journal PLOS ONE. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.